I'm going to play you one final number. Thank you so much for attending the show and being here with everybody. This is a special composition I wrote. It's called To Pray for Freedom, and it's for the creator out there. And I've got 8 copies of the album for sale there, and that's all that's left in the world. So this is the last one. Thank you so much for listening.
unfortunately, I thought I was going to be able to play more of this brand new record from our friend Ajay Sagar, who's on the boards there. Brand new Bajan Boy album, live at La Guess Who. Just came out on his label Warner Brothers Feeding Tube in the U.S. He's playing a pipe organ in a church here. Crazy stuff. We started off that set with Rashad Becker live at Eavesdrop Festival 2024, and then we heard two tracks from a brand new Carl Stone record made with an artist named Asuna. CD on Room 40 called Emo Plastos. Oh, I gotta get out of here. Anyway, I'm out of here. Stay tuned for Bucci. You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. See you next week.
Last time on Bucci.
Just leave him alone. He's just dreaming. That's just his dreams coming out of his mouth. Okay, yeah, I saved this guy. But who's gonna save me? What if I'm locked in the refrigerator and we're out of eggs? How am I gonna live in the refrigerator with no eggs?
I saved a poodle's life once. Got the dog to the vet, and they did some surgery, and the dog, you know, died a couple years later, but had a good life. Help Bucci! Somebody else call in and provide him with an extinguisher.
You
got the
saved
Bucci shirt on.
For free.
Oh no, he's choking. Let me put on a rubber glove. I'll screw my finger down your throat until I feel something that's not fleshy.
I have a bunch of cinnamon here. For the sake of radio, I must eat this big tablespoon of cinnamon.
Can I smack the spoon out of your hand? Get over here. Bucci, no. Bucci, put it down.
No, please. Jump. Are you alive?
He's dead.
If you can get water into your intestines, it can actually keep you hydrated without the problems of drinking it. I'm going to do the Marvin Hamlisch maneuver, which has actually been proven to be more effective than the Heimlich maneuver.
Heimlich.
It was pioneered by the singer Marvin Hamlisch.
Another paper cut.
Clear.
You've already saved my life. I'm fine.
Okay.
Please.
What are you doing? I'm going to get sucked down a right-wing rabbit hole.
All right, you guys. Happy Monday to everyone, except for the occult Freemasons. Yeah. You sacrifice people.
Perfect.
He's dead.
That's it. We've done it.
And now, this week, on Bucci.
Micah, do you want to save my life?
Not especially.
Okay. Hey, we got any bed music here today? There it is. Oh, man. I gotta take my pens out of my... I have four pens in my mouth. If I don't have a pen in my mouth, I'm losing that pen. It does get to be a little... Stand in the back of the studio and just make a run up to the mic. Oh. Get ready. I'm ready. This is going to be a really great show, but that is not a Bucci promise.
B B B B B B B B B B B B B B B B B B B B Bucci.
Bucci. I'm back. I'm back like Billy Martin. Was out last week. I could not avoid that. Well, I could, but I didn't want to. That oncoming traffic struck me right in the chest. And I had to take a day. And thank you for the games people play. Filling in. It is a really good show. I hope you people appreciate it. People in the chat saying they don't appreciate it. So rude. Doo-doo. Mmm. Schweppes. Schweppes. When your weps are too loud, Schweppes. Oh, you're so silly. Ah. Seem to get anything together. Let's do a checklist. Glasses, sunglasses clipped onto the glasses, and that's it. That's all I got this week. If you can imagine. Man, it's hot out there. That's why I'm only wearing the clip-on suns. You know, this topless. Well, I got the wife liking T-shirt on, and you know, I'm in the short longs, which are pants that I've cut into culottes. I don't like. I'm not shorts fan this year. So I'm not in the short shorts. I'm in the short longs. My goodness, they're not really culottes. They're like 1 inch up from culottes. My financial advisor, Steve, he says, Bucci, just buy culottes. You're going to wear culottes. Just buy culottes. You're wasting your money cutting up your pants, and you got to buy more pants. And I tell him, look, shut the curse word up. The only culottes I want are hanging on my wall in a picture frame. That's the only... It's art, though. Just a pair of tan culottes, and someone wrote Basquiat on it. And that's my little nest egg for my retirement. What am I talking about? So... Did everyone watch the Artemis II mission? It's a rhetorical question. It was cool, though, right? I thought it was cool. Way better than Artemis I. Artemis II's heat shield didn't fall apart during re-entry like other Artemis missions I could mention, Artemis 1. This went very well, the whole dang thing. I think there was some toilet issues at the beginning. And it just took me back, you know, it was kind of like a throwback to the time when I saw that episode of Mad Men where they were all watching the moon landing, no matter what. How bad a person they are. They were all looking at the moon landing, and that's what the Artemis mission brought me back to. And it was kind of a good feeling knowing that they were up there. You know? Those four or five, I don't remember how many astronauts were in that thing, but it was kind of a good feeling to know that they were up there and... hopefully, listening to Bucci.
Bucci.
Not a Space is a beautiful, terrifying thing. It's really, really scary. But also in its terror and in its scariness, that's what draws us to look up at the old sky. Hold on. I had to pull up my culottes a little bit. They're a little low. In the summer, though, there's really nothing I love more other than catching up on Yellowstone. But there's nothing more than I love more than lying on my back and just watching the universe float past. I used to do it when I was a kid. I used to go out into this field. There was this like power plant near my house, and this big field next to it, and me and the boys and one girl would go out there and just lay on the back and on our backs and look at the sky. There's Orion. This is the things we would say. We go, oh, there's Orion. Oh, there's Ursa Major. There's a surveillance drone, a.k.a. Venus. I can always feel Venus's hazy green eye on me all the time. I can feel it watching me drink Schweppes. You like that, Venus? But yeah, star watching. It's an activity best done with others. We use our constellations, looking at constellations in our, you know, they're important. They're part of our cultural storytelling. You know, how we pass these images down to and stories that the stories of the sky down. Your grandpa takes you outside, and you know, when you're young, and says, "Look, it's look." It's Cassie. He didn't have an echoey voice. He said, "Look, there's Cassiopeia, you know, the seated queen." And you say, I see it, Grandpa. And you turn to share the moment with him, but he's already gone. You hear his car squealing away. You never hear from him again. And then you pass that knowledge on down to your children, who you also abandon. And they don't appreciate it anyway. They'd rather watch The Real Housewives of Rhode Island, which, frankly, I'd rather be doing that now, too. But, so today I want to try something. I kind of want to share the experience with you. I want to lay back and look at some stars with you. Now, I can hear you saying, Bucci, famously, I live in the Western Hemisphere. It's light out still. Know me. Which, that is true. But I'm going to say that doesn't matter. The stars are up there. They're just invisible. So you'll need to use your imagination. Not something I usually like you to do. I prefer you use Bucci's imagination. And then you use Bucci's imagination to access the part of you that would normally remain dormant. My imagination jumpstarts yours. But today I think what we should do is we should lay back in the grass, wherever you are, beach, rooftop, and the top, you know, the bed of your old Ford truck, and look up at the sky and tell me what you see, or what you imagine you see. Comets, quasars, the International Space Station, all the constellations up there, there's so many. They're waiting to be viewed. Aries, you know, whatever. Capricorn, Cancer, Gemini. like I said, Orion's belt. There is no Orion's belt, of course. Our brains are wired to find these patterns. Well, not Bucci's brain, but others. It's all chaos for me. So I think, I'm pretty sure this is going to work. Our brain, you know, we'll just lie on our backs, close our eyes. Our brain is the universe when we close our eyes. The dark blackness of the sky is mirrored in our, the darkness that happens when we close our eyes, which is just as infinite and ancient. I don't even know what I'm talking about. So we're going to lay here and tell us what you see or what you imagine you see. And what do you want to see? What constellations do you see up there? Specifically, new ones. The bucket hat. The girl playing a tambourine. The Taylor ham being sliced by a hunter. So I that's what I want to do for this week. Let's just do some stargazing together. Because shooting stars, whatever.
Anything. Jeez.
All right, so that's after the break. Now, let's listen to the most obvious song that you can possibly imagine with a topic like this. It is Hum, by Stars by Hum. Only on Bucci and WFMU. I hate this show.
She missed the train to Mars. She's out back counting stars. She thinks she missed the train to Mars. She's out back counting stars. We'll be right back.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is
Stargaze with Bucci.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music.
Hey, it's Bucci.
Bucci Promise.
And that's a Bucci Promise. It's not someone else. It's not my doppelganger. So today, we are stargazing. We're looking up at the night sky and finding constellations and comets and quasars and quark from Deep Space Nine. We're looking up and we're describing them to each other. And the fact that it's still light out probably where you are, I'm going to say doesn't matter at all. Like I said, they're up there. You can't see them with your... with your naked eye. But they are up there, invisible to your mind's eye. Look at stars. So that's 201-209-9368 if you want to lie on your back. I'm going to lie on my back. Hold on. And look at some stars. What do we see up here? So that's the knitting lady. I recognize that. I kind of paste that together with three or four different stars. They say she's knitting the universe together into a really ugly quilt. The cheetah. Here's the cheetah, and riding on top of the cheetah, Cheetah Chrome from the Dead Boys. You didn't think Cheetah Chrome was in this night sky, but he is. The drugstore. This one up here looks like a drugstore. And with a good enough telescope, you can see what they're charging for warp remover there. $10. The night sky is charging $10 for warp remover. No thanks. I'll just put my hand in the toaster and burn it off. Thank you. Nope, no one's calling. 201-209-9368. Go away for 1 week and people think that the show's been canceled. Those are the lips up there. The lips full of lip filler. They're the two lines of stars, and those stars are unusually plump, which is not a Bucci adage. though I really wish it was. Caller ego, Bucci. Oh, my God.
Hey, Bucci, it's Bandit.
Oh, hey, Bandit. How are you?
Good old Bandit. I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
I'm fine. Thanks so much for asking me. One time. Don't ask me any again.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. So, Bandit, tell me how much you like the sky, the night sky. It better not be a little bit. It better be a whole lot.
A lot, actually.
Yeah,
there
you go.
There's
the correct
answer. Space and the space program since I was a little kid.
Yeah.
Star Trek, Doctor Who, Star Wars, you know.
Yeah, sure. You just, anything up there is where you want to be. You want to escape.
Essentially.
You want to escape Earth. And live among the celestial body. Not literally.
Metaphorically.
All right. Yeah, metaphorical bodies. So, Bandit, why don't you lie down?
I'm already lying down. I pre-laid down before calling.
Oh, that's good. And everybody listen, this is how you do a call. Bandit's already lying down. And he's, you know, and he's ready to look at some stars. Bandit, where you are, what do you see? What's the constellations? What's your universe saying to you or showing you?
Well, you know, I see the classics, like the Dipper and the Ursa Major.
Yeah.
I do see a new one that was discovered, the Bucket Hat.
Oh, the Bucket Hat.
Right up there, you know, northwest in the sky there.
Yeah, that's a good one. I wish it was bigger though.
That one kind of looks that moving thing kind of looks like the USS Defiant from DS9. You see it shooting across there?
The Defiant from Deep Space Nine. No, I don't see that.
Yeah.
That must be where you are. Where do you live again? France?
Buffalo.
Oh, Buffalo, New York. So so you see how big is that bucket? That bucket hat must be pretty close because you're up north, right? I mean, that must be taking up the entire night sky.
It's huge.
Mm, good.
It's huge.
Oh, good, 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 good. All right, what else do you see?
That one kind of looks like a pulsar.
Where? Ooh, there it is. That is a little pulsar.
About southwest.
I see it.
Yep, pulsing out there. Yeah.
Wow. And
maybe if we do this in the wintertime, we could see the northern lights.
Well, I would hope so. I mean, do you see any spring lights? What about the spring lights?
No, but I do see fireflies. Those kind of count as spring lights.
Yes, they sure do. All right, thanks. Thanks for, you know, I don't know what that says about you, all these constellations that you're seeing, but I'm going to say nothing good.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, buddy. Ugh, I got to stop calling people buddy. 201-209-9368. We're looking up at the night sky and imagining what's up there. Up there, whenever I look up at the sky, I see Bandit mentioned a new constellation. I see another one, and it's the it's called the Effin' Shoe. I don't know why they felt the need to curse in the constellation name. They could have just called it the Shoe. But NASA said, we have to be edgier. People are think that we're a bunch of nerds, so we have to start cursing in our constellation names. So there's the effing shoe. There's the effing LinkedIn profile pic. The burnt wart. MF. Caller Igabuchi.
Yeah, I was thinking, but this is a serious call, and it's Oscar. And I do love the Stargaze, and that's why I had to call you.
Callers. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, and so I'm going to lie down now. I should have been lying down.
Yes.
But I can tell you
Everybody
lie down.
You should be lying down listening to Bucci all the time, by the way.
Yeah. And we're seeing the Pleiades, and that's nice. And
they're
like, I forget the story, but it's like some sisters, or something, and it's nice.
What are the sisters doing? What are they doing? Carrying a bucket of water up a hill? Or
Yeah. They're just hanging out. They're hanging out, and I think they're running away from an
probably
evil spirit. I don't forgot the
I'm
story. And I can also see the Big Dipper, because where we are, it's circumpolar. It's all, we can see it all year round.
So you see those two sisters. Well, it's always nicer, right, when you're alone, which I imagine is all the time. You look up and see those two sisters, and they're chatting with each other.
Yeah, no, it's more. I think it's like five or six.
Wow.
The Subaru. The Subaru logo is based on it, yes.
Oh, the Subaru logo is based on...
The Pleiades, yes.
Oh, it's interesting. I did know that. So... Those two sisters, those ladies up in the sky, do they pass the? Does that constellation pass the Bechdel test? Do you think?
Oh, it's not a constellation, so it's something else. Very strange. Not the constellation, just the call because it's like an adult call. And solar eclipse.
Don't see sex in the sky, by the way.
No.
You're not looking at anyone, anything too erotic, right?
Yeah, no. It's a family show. It's a family show. And also solar eclipse, and it was good.
That.
It was beautiful. It's
a big
black hole.
Of course, a solar eclipse. Are you kidding me?
It's awesome. It's so awesome, right? You got to be careful, though, when you see that thing, the little bead, where they call it Bailey's beads. Bailey's bees. You see, you got to turn away. You got to turn away because you'll damage your eyes.
Okay, turn away, damage eyes.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Oscar.
And I was well behaved. Thank you, Bucci.
Yes, you were very nice. He knew too much about the stars. He was making me feel insecure. Call it, you got Bucci.
Hey, Bucci, what's up?
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, it's Daniel in Portage Park.
Oh, hey, Daniel. How are you?
Hey. I'm doing well. I'm making a little avocado toast on some Polish sour rye.
So when you look up in the sky and you're looking for food up in the sky, what do you see? What is the constellation that makes you the hungriest? It's a pretty good question.
I mean, you know, once in a while, like a cloud, like a cumulus.
No. We're not talking about cumulus. Our goal is higher than cumulus, cars. You know, we're 75.
We're
75
like
miles
space.
Up in the sky there, Daniel.
Okay.
Do you see any subs or anything like that, or a big plate of broccoli? I don't know.
Like spaghetti.
Yeah. Oh, you see the spaghetti? Well, where is that in the night sky?
You know, it's sort of just adjacent to Orion's belt.
I see.
Like the Big Dipper.
The plate of spaghetti. And is it maybe Orion?
Like a big noodle.
Is that Orion eating up? He's eating up the spaghetti?
Oh, he loves the spaghetti.
There's like a trail of stars going from the hunter's mouth to the plate of spaghetti.
Absolutely.
Almost like,
it's getting a little weird, but yeah.
Yeah. Like Lady and the Tramp, if it was only Lady and there was no Tramp.
Yeah, right, Orion.
Yeah, he's the Tramp. All right, thanks, Daniel. Thank you for seeing things up in the sky. Keep looking.
Yeah, man, I missed you last week.
Oh, thank you, man. Yep. Yeah. 201-209-9368. I got my put the studio mic up to the sky, and you can hear these radio waves. I love the radio waves that you can hear. That's why I can relate to the universe. It's full of radio waves, these electromagnetic waves that all the stars and black holes and whatever, pulsars, WFAN Sports Talk Radio, all those radio waves are just floating around, and I can feel them passing through me. It's the little piece of the universe that goes through me. Ugh. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hey, what's up, Bucci? It's Bob.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm fine. How are you? No, that's the end of that. So, Bob, what are you? Are you lying on your back? Looking up at the skies.
I'm standing, but I got my head up.
Okay, you're right. That's fine. So when you look up into the sky, what do you see? What do you see? What is your, where are you?
I'm in Tennessee, and it's kind of bright out.
Beautiful.
So kind of hurt my eyes.
Beautiful star county, Tennessee, I'd imagine, right? No light pollution.
Well, no. I mean,
there
not
definitely
much.
Is. I'm going to look it up. There's not. So what do you see? What's your constellations up there? Just close your eyes and imagine, you know, what you want to see. You are what you want to see.
I'm not really good with the constellations. Even when you show them to me, they don't make much sense.
You don't see it. You don't have that pattern recognition kind of thing.
No. I was just calling to tell you that there are no stars out yet.
Okay.
It's too early.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Completely. You know, I understand that. But that doesn't mean the moon's up there. That is not up there. Those stars are waiting to be seen. When I would go stargazing, I'd start at noon, lay on my back, staring at the sky, straight at that sun, and then slowly the cloak of darkness would cover the heavens, and I see all these beautiful constellations. They were my friends, and this guy Steve. The quarter zip sweater. I can hear it. Caller, you got Bucci.
Oh, Bucci, it's Jeff from Baltimore. I'm super excited about this topic because I especially love nebulas.
Oh, you love nebulas. Now, I know nebulas. What a nebula is. Now, what you describe for our listeners what a nebula is and why you like it.
Well, nebulas, the first thing about them is they are nebulous.
Yeah, that means no shape, right? They're just kind of all over the place. Kind of like freeform radio, right? That's what they're the freeform radio of the heavens.
That's pretty much what astronomers have said. That's sort of cliche, though.
Okay. So you like a nebula. What's your favorite nebula?
Well, everybody knows the Horsehead Nebula.
Yeah, okay.
But I like the spaghetti one.
You like the spaghetti nebula. Very twisty? We're seeing a lot of spaghetti up in the sky.
Lots of, things going on. Mm. And I also like them because, when you're looking at stars, you're really seeing the past. Because, if that star is, say, 500,000 light years away,
right.
It could have blown up a million years ago and you wouldn't know it.
No, yeah. I mean, that's, you are seeing something. It's already, it could be gone by the time you finally see it. And that is an interesting phenomenon.
Yeah, like a time machine. You can see the past.
Yeah. So what do you see right now? What's your time machine showing you? What are the stars telling you today?
Well, sometimes, I don't know, I guess I sort of imagine things, but sometimes I look up and I see, those slanted words coming out, from Star Wars at the beginning.
Oh, you see that Star Wars crawl up there?
Yeah, it just kind of, sort of comes down. But I know it's my imagination, but I'm okay with that.
Well, that's fine.
Think I see it.
If your imagination is that you see words or messages, up in the night sky, subscribe to Bucci's podcast. That's one of the most important messages the universe could possibly deliver.
Yeah, or, what I did, I was just trying to do this now. I want to name a star after you. You can go to that place and you pay money and name a star after anyone. I was thinking you should have one.
Oh,
you deserve it.
Interesting. Yeah, I would like it. You get on that, okay, bud?
I'm going to do that.
He's not going to do it. It probably costs $50 to name yourself a star. Caller, you go Bucci.
Bucci, I'm sorry. It's me.
Who is it? Who's this?
Oh, this is Zakamoko.
All right. Hey, Zachary. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great now. I'm talking to you.
Great. So
I missed you last week.
Thank you, man. I missed you.
I doubt it, but I appreciate the sentiment.
No, well, there you go. You can doubt it or not. I did. So what do you see up there in the night sky?
I see a lot of potential.
Oh, you see potential. What? That's right. The universe is full of potential.
Yeah, I see a lot of potential for...
Are you lying down?
Different types of housing.
So you see, a solution to the housing crisis up there? What are you seeing?
That's what I see up there. I think we're going to have to get people off the ground
and
into the sky.
Building new bases on the moon.
Bases on the moon, bases on satellites.
You don't think that money might be able to be best used down here? They take the $4 billion that they're using to shoot us up into space and maybe use it here to, I don't know, launch the new Transformers movie or something? Why don't we take that money and launch the new Transformers franchise?
It's tempting, but we got to do it for the Wikipedia articles and stuff. We got to be expanding our knowledge base.
All right, Layton, what do you see up in the sky? Tell me. Right now.
Right now?
Yes.
There's a plane. I live by an airport. I see a plane flying by.
Oh, the ancient old plane. Okay.
Birds. I see some birds flying. There's some
and you
turkey
see
vultures.
That, you see that flat moon.
Probably something
moon.
Dead
you
down
see,
the street. One of the kids
the moon.
Fell earlier.
Do you see the moon? That little, you see the moon up there? Don't make that noise when you're looking for the moon.
Oh, sorry, I had a stretch. I'm in a chair.
Yeah, all right. All right, Zachary, thanks very much, and I totally missed you.
Oh, thanks, Buccinator. We'll talk to you soon.
Caller Yugabuchi. Hello, caller Yugabuchi.
Yeah, hey, Bucci. We're talking about the nebulas.
Yeah, I can hear there's one right above us right now. It just came into view.
Yeah, I think it's probably my favorite one, the half belly button, half spaghetti, or maybe spaghetti and the belly button.
No more spaghetti. You better not find any more spaghetti.
No, in the belly button. It's a belly button nebula, but it's got spaghetti in it.
So you see what? You just see a belly button? Is it not attached to anyone? Or
a spaghetti. It's got spaghetti.
Is it part of Scorpio? What is the scorpion? What is the astrological sign?
Scorpio, not cancer. Do you know why?
Is it like a scorpion cancer? Wearing a half shirt and you could see the scorpion's belly button?
Well, I hadn't thought of that, but that's the thing with the imagination in the night sky. It's like the sky's the limit. You can go wherever you want to.
And it tells me something about you. So you're always seeing navels everywhere. Navel gazing, huh? That's you, huh?
Naval ships these days in particular,
That's good. All right.
I'm out here in Norfolk, but... Honestly, you have an eye doctor out here in Norfolk, anyway.
So you see the eye doctor in the sky? What is it? What do you see? Tell me what you see.
Yes. Right. I'll say
in a couple of weeks. Goodbye. 201-209-9368. You know what I see up in the night sky? I try not to look at it, but I saw it yesterday. I saw a bunch of spoilers for Dairy Girls up there. And I got Dairy Girls spoiled for me. I've been trying to, I've been going through this series. Can't wait to see what the end of Dairy Girls like. And it's up there in the night sky. I don't want to tell you what I saw in case, you want to see Dairy Girls. Caller Yugabuchi. Got to get some new callers. Caller Yugabuchi.
Oh, Butchifer, how you doing?
There we go. Hey, who is this?
It's Double G.
Hey, Double G, what do you see up in the night sky?
Well, I see... what's that?
Nothing. Go ahead.
I see chemtrails.
You see chemtrails? Not in heaven, not in... you see chemtrails in outer space?
Yeah, I got a pretty decent set of opera glasses
here.
So
you think Artemis II was up there spraying us with pesticides? Is that what you're saying? Or spraying pesticides? Even worse?
I think they're doing that third party with the... What's that, Starlink? The Starlink is definitely putting chemtrails in the atmosphere.
I see. So you see... Now you see what? You see the chemtrails or you see... What are you seeing up there?
Well, I see a little dude, and he has this little biplane kind of thing, with the propellers.
This is a constellation, right?
This is a constellation. Right, it's Cassiopeia. Is that Cassiopeia?
Yeah, I almost cursed. It is. Yes.
Yeah. It's Cassiopeia, and it's doing its best, but the chemtrails are getting into its
the chemtrails are killing Cassiopeia.
It's real sad.
It's very sad, yeah. All right, and when I look up in the night sky, I can always see you being arrested for shoplifting a baby Ruth. I can see that right there.
You know, those charges were dropped, Butcher. You know that.
You had charges? Well, it's only because you ate the baby Ruth before the cops could show
up. No one could prove it. No one could prove it, unfortunately. You know?
Well, the night sky can prove it. I should direct the cops to the night sky.
Bucci, if I have to kill the moon to keep myself out of the pen, I'll do it.
Okay. There you go. All right, goodbye.
I'll shoot the moon right out of the sky. For you, baby, I'll shoot the moon for you.
Caller Yabuchi.
Hey, Bucci, it's Brian from Hoboken.
Hey, Brian, how are you? Hey, Brian, how are you?
Good.
What do you see?
I have my telescope out.
Oh, you have your telescope out. Oh, great. What do you see there? Tell me what your telescope says.
I don't know what's going on, but there's only one thing I can see through this telescope.
Go for it.
And
is it a thumb? Is it your own thumb? Do you have your thumb over the lens? That's always, you got to take the thumb out of the lens.
I don't think that's it. It could be, but I think it's Uranus.
Do you see it, your neighbors?
No, I think it's Uranus.
Who?
Uranus. Uranus, the planet, Uranus.
Oh, I see. You see that.
Yeah.
Okay, what is it doing?
It happens to be my favorite planet.
Oh, I see. So, what is it doing?
It's just kind of hanging out.
Oh, okay. And, is it moving? Is it floating around? Does it look healthy?
It's like below that Bucci constellation, that bucket hat constellation.
Oh, I see. It's over there. I see. Okay.
Yeah, it's below that bucket hat constellation.
All right. Well, thank you. I forgot your name. What's your name?
Brian.
Brian, he pulled that old wordplay on me, but he didn't have anything to back it up. 201-209-9368. I'm looking up at the night sky together, but we're not bonding over it. We're all looking at our own different stars. This isn't like Feifel American Tale. We're all looking at the same universe. We're all looking at our own independent universes. Do you know how the rings of Saturn were formed? People in the chat over there at WFMU.org are saying, nope. Well, before there were rings, the Saturn didn't always have rings, right? It was Saturn, and then there was a small kind of moon that was circling it. Classic moon style. But slowly, Saturn's gravity is incredibly strong, and very slowly, over millions and billions of years, Saturn's gravity pulled the moon down into itself. And the gravity was so powerful that it ripped the moon apart, shattered into a million pieces. And because it was still caught up in that gravity, the pieces had nowhere to go. They couldn't escape. And so they ended up circling the planet. All these shards of the planet were circling it and eventually becoming the rings, which made it beautiful, right? The jewel of the solar system. But the moon had to die first for that to happen. That's the message that Saturn has been delivering for billions of years. That sometimes your death is a good thing if it adds beauty to the universe, you know? Caller Ego Bucci.
Hi, Bucci.
Hey, who's this?
It's Alexandra.
Oh, hey, Alexandra. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Alexandra. Yeah, I'm all right. What do you see up in the night sky? What's in your night sky, Alexandra? Are you lying on your back looking up at the sky?
Yes. It's kind of bright.
Okay, yeah, well. What else? What do you see, or what do you want to see up there? What's your dream constellation?
Animal-style fries.
What?
Animal-style fries.
Oh, French fries that look like animals?
No, it's like the special sauce, allegedly, that they put on at In-N-Out.
Oh, I see. So you just see the special sauce up in the sky, like a blob, almost like a galaxy blobbing across the heavens. Is that what you kind of seeing?
Yeah, it's a kind of like a, you know how like at a fancy place, yeah, they'll like do a little smear of sauce, but it's like that sauce.
Oh, I see. Like on a like a Michelin star restaurant, they just kind of take a palette and smear it across the side of the plate.
Exactly, but it's that sauce with like the grilled onions in it.
Oh, so is the smear of sauce kind of leading to the burger itself? And is there a burger, or is it just kind of just the sauce?
It's a deconstructed burger.
Oh, I see. There you go. A lot of food. Yeah. I see that people are finding a lot of food up in the sky. So you know, like they say, don't shop hungry. Don't look up at the stars hungry either, because you're only going to see hamburgers and such.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty good, Alexandra. What's your favorite comet? It's a pretty good question.
I don't remember what it's called, but it's the one that was like 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
We were able to see it out here in Joshua Tree, like with like just without any sort of telescope or anything, just with your naked eye. It was wow. So sick.
So wait, you're out in Joshua Tree? That's where you are?
Yeah.
Wow. You must get some, you had good views up there, huh? You can see God's
really
eyes. God's
appreciate the night sky. Tonight I'm going to go out and I'm going to say, this one's for Bucci.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Alexandra. I hope that works out for you. Wish upon a falling Bucci.
I will.
All right, bye. I see an asteroid that's, that asteroid that's going to hit Earth and that couldn't come fast enough, frankly. Caller, you got Bucci. Always wanted.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Asteroid crash. Yeah, hey, who's this?
Oh, sorry. It's Frank. I'm from Pittsburgh.
Hey, Frank. What are the stars, what are the skies of Pittsburgh like? Do you see Mr. Rogers statue up there in the sky?
Oh, it's very rainy. We got the NFL draft coming up.
So do you see the draft? What is the draft saying? What is the sky saying about the draft?
You can see the giant tent in the distance. It's, it's bigger than the concert venue beside it, which is kind of strange.
I see.
Kind of a fake monument that'll never be there again.
Yeah. So what else do you see? Like, aside from the NFL draft, what do you see up there?
A lot of clouds. I mean, see the. It's hard whenever, anytime there's an astronomical event, because there's always a heat dome.
Uh huh. So what's a heat dome? A heat dome? What are you talking about?
Basically, we live in a valley, so all the heat rises up.
I see.
And just kind of causes like a big cloud dome that'll just spin around the city.
Okay. Is that because of the steel industry in Pittsburgh?
Oh, there's no steel industry in Pittsburgh anymore.
Oh, okay.
It's all insurance agencies.
So what do you want to see? You know, you can't see it because of the heat dome, but what do you want to see up there? The next time you look at the sky, what are you going to be looking for?
You inspired me because whenever you're talking about the rings and just kind of like that never went, it's like, why don't we make our own rings?
Why doesn't the Earth make its own rings?
Oh, I mean, humans can make their own rings. We already have so much space junk up there. What's more space junk?
So wait, we're going to go up there and release a million rings into the sky and hope that they end up circling the Earth?
No. Use it like a crematorium. What? So that rather than someone, just kind of turning into oil in 3 million years, they become a ring in, like, the next 20.
You've lost me. Describe the process of, by which Earth can get some rings again.
First we need a space elevator.
Sure.
That's the most important thing.
Or a big rope ladder.
If we can,
you know what the best way to get to heaven, you know, into the universe is to believe in God. So you just believe in God, and that's the rope ladder, buddy. That's the ladder. That's the elevator that takes you up there.
I don't want to put it in God's hands to make that rope ladder. I mean, we could make that rope ladder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We have to be the, we have to, we are our own gods, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's reverse Tower of Babel. You got to start at the top and then come down.
This is such a philosophical show. All right, so you want there to be a ring around Saturn, I mean Earth, which I would personally love, you know, show Saturn a thing or two. I'm sure that there's a million space stations up there that kind of form a ring. What else do you see? What's a star cluster that you... Name one star cluster that you see right now.
Right now?
Yeah.
I mean, there's the sun.
Yeah.
I don't think we can make rings around the sun, though.
No. Okay. Well, speaking of rings, we're kind of going around in circles here. But thank you for your contribution. I don't even know what that was. Yeah, the rings of Saturn. You know, that moon was loved Saturn. You know, it circled the Saturn for billions of years. And the thing that we love pulls us down and destroys us and uses us for its crown. And that is a Bucci adage. It's not...
Bucci
it's
promise.
A Bucci promise. I'm going to look at some more. (201) 209-9368. We're looking up at the nice guy and tell us what you see. And like a Rorschach test, it tells you a little bit about me. So I'm learning that a lot of people want to see some spaghetti or some smears of special sauce smearing across the sky, like so many aurora borealises. Yeah. Look, it's Micah. Micah, what do you love? What's your favorite constellation? I mean, you believe in God. What's your favorite constellation?
I stopped looking up.
Yeah. You know what I see? I see Micah's furrowed brow. That's what I see up there, like a really mad Micah's. And it's always it's a comfort. You're like my North Star, your face up there in the sky.
Why do you always patronize me?
What are you talking about? Wait, I patronize you? You do nothing but patronize me.
Well, I don't patronize you.
Well, I want you to. I wish you would patronize me. 201-209-9368. We're looking up at the sky, and I want to know what you see. I want you to know what you see up there. God's fedora. Jesus's fedora. It's right there. It's like a cluster of about 150 stars that forms a perfect fedora. It's the only perfect fedora in at least the universe that we know of. Let's get some music up here. Nope, it's gone. 201-209-9368. Just one, a couple more minutes left. Yep, there we go. No one wants to see. Well, I'm just going to lie back and look at the stars myself. No, I'm not. Caller Igabuchi, last call.
Do you know there's a meteor shower starting tonight?
Is there a meteor? Who's this?
I'm Gumby down in Florida.
Okay, so you want to know if there's a meteor shower, or are you seeing a meteor shower right now?
No, I'm letting you know that tonight starts the Lyrid meteor shower, and so your subject is so topical, and I just wanted you to know it was a meteor shower that starts tonight and goes to like the 22nd.
Wow. Are you in a rural area?
In the sky, brother.
Are you going to be able to see it, or do you have, or is there a lot of light pollution where you are?
I'm in Florida. I'm in the woods.
Oh, so you're going to get a good view.
Every little star.
All right. Well, take a photo and send it to me, Bucci@WFMU.org.
I'll send it for my potato phone.
Goodbye. Call you a Bucci. I see the dial tone. That's it. Oh. Well, you know what I see when I look up the night sky? I see the letters and their spelling, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online and all the time at WFMU.org. Wherever you are tonight, look up at the stars and think of Bucci and make a wish on that winking star out there, because that's me winking at you, just in a regular neutral way. So it's kind of just like, I see you, and then move on. And I'll be looking for you. Who listens to Bucci? You Ducci, 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 Ducci.
In the days when men sought after God from their inmost heart, their communication with his spirit world was a direct one. Each individual possessed by nature most of the qualifications needed for such communication. His own spirit, attuned to lofty and divine thoughts, was capable of receiving messages from the spirit world through a spiritual sense of sight, hearing, and feeling. This is what we call nowadays clairvoyance, clairaudience, and clairsentience. No intermediaries were needed for the messages sent from the beyond. This gift disappeared as mankind fell away from God and began to devote its thought to worldly things. In the reckless race after money and worldly goods, men forgot God. This not only weakened the communication with the spirit world, but brought about the disappearance of those gifts which made it possible. Today, the majority of mankind goes so far as to disbelieve altogether in the possibility of such communication. There are relatively few people today who possess these gifts in question and who are in touch with a world of good spirits after the manner of the God-fearing folks of old. But the time is coming when the things will again be as they were in this respect. That is to say, when each individual can communicate by spirit, sight, hearing, and feeling with the beyond. Until that time, however, those who still believe in God may converse with spirits through another channel, and many who do not believe may witness the workings of the spirit world with their corporeal senses, and thereby be aroused to return to a belief in the Almighty and in survival after the death of the body. Mediums are intermediaries, are human instruments employed by the spirit world to make itself manifest to man. Inasmuch as the spirit beings require odic power for the purpose, mediums are persons who serve the spirit world as sources of odic power. Dearly beloved, I acknowledge the truth and greatness of the universal law, which contains all creation and creatures. It flows through my entire body like a mist at all times. My consciousness is now welcome to its harmonious flow, and it manifests itself in all my activities, in my thinking, speaking, acting. I now have faith in the power of my word. I speak that word. I send it forth, charged with the power of God. It accomplishes that for which it was sent. The testimonies I will make will be imprinted in my subjective mind and will rejuvenate my entire physical and spiritual being. My mind governs my entire system, and my system responds to my mind. My body is a combination of what I think and what I assimilate. Perfect health, happiness, and youthfulness are its present condition. I am optimistic, happy, and cheerful. Progressive and abundant life is everywhere. I see their ultimate beauty in me. My hair is filled with pure life and substance. The original color is natural and lasting. Its growth is strong and normal. I have perfect vision. My eyes are relaxed and strong. I now have the eyesight of an eagle who soars high and still sees the fledgling's nest. My eyesight is clear. I can see as far as any perfect being can. I do not need my eyeglasses anymore. I have sharp and acute hearing. My ears are keen and responsive to all the sounds of nature. The all-knowing, all-informing, all-seeing mind is now expressed in me as a perfect hearing. I hear that which a perfect being hears and more. I am at peace with all men. My heart is filled with perfect love. It is strong and healthy. Harmony is established in it. My stomach and digestive organs are the alchemists of my body. There is created all energy, mental and physical. They are now in harmony with universal forces. They are strong and well. My appetite and assimilation and elimination of food are stable and in harmony. My diet is balanced between proteins, fats, starches, and carbohydrates. I maintain a perfect diet. The ever-powerful infinite mind flowing through my body perfects its glandular function. The infinite mind is expressing divine harmony in my head and neck, shoulders, chest and stomach, in my arms and hands, in my knees and legs and feet, in every cell and organ of my body. My nerves are now quiet, stable, peaceful and poised. In the midst of the crowd and noise, I maintain calmness and serenity. I am attuned to the universal mind from which all knowledge comes forth. I remember what I need it, as I know I need it. All my predicaments are solved by the wisdom of the universal law which flows through me. I am fed, satisfied, and guided by this nourishing wisdom. There is now complete harmony in my body, in my life, in my job, in all my undertakings. What I have been seeking from without, I have found within. The expression of infinite life and youth is now manifested in every organ and molecule of my body. New divine unity is established in every part of me. I am filled with youth, vigor, vitality, and strength. My body is perfect. I am happy. The tide of divine life flows through my body, through every organ tissue, every cell. I charge them with their own divine life. The serenity and strength of the universal mind fills me and surrounds me. That serenity and strength go forth as a beacon. By day, by night. In that serenity, that strength, that health, and that harmony I dwell. The power of the Divine Spirit guides me. It has opened the way for my prosperity, my freedom, and my unlimited spiritual growth. All the power of God within me established within me in my own true place. The inspiration from this power is now enabling me to visualize myself in this true place. Into my life have come people who can help and will help me maintain health, happiness, and prosperity. To them I owe a debt of gratitude, and I am most rich for it. I am thankful for all the fulfillments and accomplishments. At the opportune time I will awaken, feeling refreshed, happy, and rested, with abundant energy for work I have to do. I am constantly attuned to the perfection of the Supreme Consciousness. To be what I want demands a positive, vibrant thinking. I never indulge in negative thinking. I build correct mental patterns. What I sincerely implant in my heart builds up into solid realization. This knowledge I acquire.